Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with your appreciation. Listen, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. And today is a special day on the 94WIP YouTube page and Odyssey app and listening on the anywhere, your radio, however you listen to 94WIP and consume it. Because, of course, we have ourselves BG Day, 5-5, BG Live tonight at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. We'll have a meet and greet before. I'll be out there. Can't wait for the event and the night and everything obviously going on with the celebration of Brandon Graham today. He deserves it. What a career. What a special draft pick by the Eagles back in 2010. All right, we'll get to BG Day Live on WIP all day. But I want to dive in today after Phillies weekend. I put up some of my takeaways on my newsletter this morning. Subscribe there. My email newsletter every day in your inbox. But, you know, there's a situation that's been brewing with the Phillies for a while. Now, it's like a two-part thing I want to talk about today. But the first part is a player that's been hitting the cover off the ball since spring training. And obviously the other side of it is a need here in the big league team, both at his traditional position and then maybe a little versatility. You might know by now, but I'm talking about Otto Kemp. I've had my eye on Otto Kemp since spring training. I think there's something there. There's something there with Otto Kemp. He is a hitter. He reminds me at the plate a little bit of Anthony Rendon. Now, I don't think he's going to end up quite as great as Anthony Rendon. Rendon, before he went to the Angels and his career fell apart, was an outstanding major league hitter. That might have been, along with, you know, Soto, the best hitter on the 2019 world champion Washington Nationals. Just a great player in his day was Anthony Rendon. But when I watched Otto Kemp a little bit in spring training, I saw some Rendon in his swing, his approach. He's just a doubles machine and also a guy that's turning some of those doubles into even more power so far this season. So let's talk about Otto Kemp and then the reality and specter of where he lies, where this lies, where everything lies within the context of the 2025 Phillies. So Otto Kemp is off to a ridiculous start. He has 10 home runs down at AAA for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. He has 14 doubles. He has a triple. We're talking about a guy with a .703 slugging percentage right now. He is hitting .344. .344 batting average, .703 slugging. Obviously, the on-base is over 400. 10 homers, 14 doubles, a triple. Now, there are some Ks with this. He's got 37 Ks in 32 games. He hasn't been a guy historically that has struck out a ton. So I'm curious if this is just a little bit of he's trading some Ks for some power because he's hitting the ball at a ridiculous rate, 52.3% hard hit rate. So I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen him enough to know what has changed about his swing and why there's a little bit more strikeout now. But I'll live with that if the production is here, is where it is. I mean, again, he has, in so far this season, we've played a month of baseball, a little over a month of baseball. He has 25 extra base hits. He's slugging .703. You just kind of extrapolate this thing out. We're talking about a guy with, you know, that would average for the season. He's on pace for well over 100 extra base hits. This is rare kind of slugging right now from Otto Kemp. Again, he put up a really good spring training here, and he became a guy that got on my radar. He's got an interesting story. He was a Division II player, and he's just kind of worked and worked and worked and worked all the way to where he is. Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, California. He's 25 years old. He'll be 26 in September. So it's not a young player. And you kind of look at what he's done since he got to the Phillies in 2019. 2019 was when he was in, I got his college stats here. He was got to the Phillies in 2022. But, you know, in college hit .340 his freshman year with a .913 OPS. Then he hit .327 with a .952 OPS. Then as a 21-year-old in the NCAA, hit .360 with a .1286 OPS, okay? Then he played for the St. Cloud Rocks in the Northwoods League and hit .306 with a .942 OPS. And then he finished up his career in the Pacific West Conference, .364 with a .1137 OPS, right? Then he ends up with the Phillies, okay? And all he's done in the minor leagues is hit well. .273 career hitter in the minors with a .384 OBP, and a batting average. And the OBP, I love when the OBP is 100 points clear of the batting average. That's elite kind of stuff there. And he's done that his whole time. I mean, even this year where he's hitting .344, the OBP is at .433. Last year, a .289 in the Arizona Fall League. .289 batting average with a .460 OBP. So if you go back to the Arizona Fall League, he had 6 home runs then. Now he's got 10 so far in 32 games in AAA. We're talking about a guy since the fallish. I'll try to find his spring training stats. But in the fall, so in his last 47 pro games, let's eliminate spring training for a second. The last 47 pro games, the guy's hit 16 home runs. We're talking about, you know, a 45 home run pace playing against other pretty high level pros over the past, you know, month and a half. 2 months of baseball? There's something significant going on here with Otto Kemp. He's graduated past where you think he should be in the minor leagues. Like, this guy's a player now. And I'm going to try to pull up Otto Kemp's spring training stats. We just add all that together there. Because I thought he was enormous in spring training. Let's see if I could find it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spring training. Here we go. Oh, come on. I thought we had spring training stats. We don't have that? I thought we'd have that. All right. That's okay. No spring training stats up here. But I thought he was enormous at spring training for the Phillies. Well, that's when he first got on my radar. So now you have him hitting the cover off the ball at AAA. He is doing it all over, but especially against lefties. 17 of 37 this year against lefties with an OPS over 1,400. So you have the home runs, your doubles, you have a triple, you have a 344 average, you have the 433 on base, which is typically in the range from 90 to 100 points higher with the on base versus the batting average. You have a 703 slugging. He's clearly too good for the minor leagues right now. I got the Rendon comp for you. 37 Ks in 32 games. It's a lot, but it's not typically who he's been. 52.3% hard hit rate. It's all checking out right now for Otto Kemp. Now, what do we do with him? How do we get him here? How do you fit him to the Phillies? Well, it's not a secret that Alec Boehm has stunk this year. I know everyone got, you know, all excited when Alec Boehm had a little hitting streak with a bunch of singles, you know, about 2 weeks ago. Wonderful. His adjusted OPS in the season is 54. Alec Boehm, 54 adjusted OPS. He had a blooper yesterday for a two-hit game to help them tie that game in the ninth inning. Great. Let's throw a party. His WAR this year is -0.08. He has been a negative player so far this season. He's already grounded into 7 double plays. He has been one of the worst everyday players in the major leagues. A .228 batting average, a .267 on base, a .283 slugging, a .550 OPS, 4 walks, 24 strikeouts. He has 0 home runs and just 6 extra base hits this entire season. He has been a disaster. Right now, today, I believe the Phillies would get more production out of Otto Kemp playing third base than I believe Alec Boehm. Now, are the Phillies going to give up on Boehm just like that, send him down to the minors, bench him? Now, there's no easy way to do this because Otto Kemp is right-handed. He's better against lefties. If you're going to get anything out of Boehm, it's likely going to be against lefties. So it's not a perfect natural platoon. It's not an easy situation. It's complicated. And I know the Phillies don't want to just totally throw away what was 3 above-average years out of Boehm, 2022, 2023, 2024, including a 3-win season last year, and just say that didn't exist. You know, Alec Boehm, over the past 3 years, has averaged 1.4 WAR and 1.08 adjusted OPS. That's with the good, the bad, everything in between. It's above average. It's above average. It's not great. It's not like I don't love it. It's 16 home runs a year, but it's above average. He's well below average right now. Do you want to just give up and say this is who he is? And I don't know. I mean, I'm always the quicker one to move on. Give up. I would trade Boehm away tomorrow to a team that would take him, and I'd call up Otto Kemp. And if I can't get a third baseman back in the deal, I'd let Kemp roll. But the Phillies aren't going to do that, probably as simple as that. So the other option is, can you get Kemp here in a different role, a super utility role? Can you get his bat up here? So I think a natural one, and we've seen in the last week or so, is a AAA. The Phillies have put Otto Kemp in left field a couple times. Now, Kemp has played a little bit at first, a little bit at second in his career. Mostly, you know, he's played. Let me pull up his game logs just to see exactly where he's played over the years. But he's played, he's a third baseman. In his minor leagues time, he's played 194 games at third, 67 at second, 17 at first, and now he's thrown himself into left field a couple times. In college, he was 82 games at third, 25 at second. So he's been primarily third base, second base. That's how he's made his bones so far, but third base. But there's a versatility, obviously, with his athleticism and all that. They've thrown him in left field a couple times. Okay, so you have that. And now you have Max Kepler, who has really turned it around, started to hit a little bit here, and he's done his damage primarily against righties. Hit the home run on Friday night against a lefty. That was a guy that just got back to the big leagues, hung one, and it's good. But I think the Phillies are going to try to be smart about the usage for Max Kepler at his age, not overexpose him, not face up against too many lefties. So there is a natural platoon partner possibility in left field, and I think we're there now for Max Kepler. Now, as of right now, that is Weston Wilson. Phillies like Wilson. Wilson crushed lefties last year and really has since he arrived to the big leagues a few years ago. If you kind of lower the bar on how many plate appearances to look at the leaderboard, you know, Weston Wilson's up there among the best sluggers against lefties the last couple years of baseball. So I think they're going to give that some time to see if he could do it. Now, the home run yesterday against a righty, they want to do against lefties. If Wilson doesn't work, though, in a few weeks, and it's just choppy, and Kemp can play the position in left at least decently, there's a path to getting Otto Kemp up here and putting him in on the bench, playing him against lefties, and seeing what you have. And let's say it's a home run a couple times against a lefty a month from now. And then it's a righty on the mound, and Boehm's struggling. That natural inflection point can happen. The Phillies clearly don't want to do it with Sosa, even though you can make the case they'd be better if they did. Maybe Otto Kemp, a guy they've had in their system, a guy they're developing, might be that guy. These numbers are remarkable. And the only red flag is the strikeouts. That's it. That's the only thing you look at and say, I'm not sure about that. But other than that, it's all really good. I mean, it is all really good. And with Alec Bohm right now, it's all really bad. So I would ease Kemp into the left field thing, see if he could do it, get him up here at some point. I mean, I'd even put him on the bench just to have a bat. But the Phillies have, obviously, a complicated roster with decisions and 40-man implications. But as time goes on, they're just wasting Otto Kemp down in AAA. And for Alec Bohm, at some point, even if it's not forever, he could use a breather down in the minor leagues. And I know it'd be harsh. It'd be big. It'd be essentially demoting a player that was your cleanup hitter last year on a team that won 95 games and looked like the best team in baseball for a while. I get all that. But Alec Bohm stinks right now. And we get excited for singles the other way. It's a 6'5 singles hitter that's not even that good at that. I mean, he really is one of the worst everyday players in Major League Baseball. I'm going to try to pull up here the stats on OPS, because I'm telling you, he's towards the bottom in Major League Baseball. OPS, we're looking at, we have about 163 qualified hitters, and Alec Bohm ranks 154. 154 out of 163 qualified Major League hitters. If we're looking at slugging percentage so far this season, just slugging, he's 156 out of 161 qualified hitters. 156. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, if Kemp came up here, there'd be more swing and miss. There'd be some strikeouts, but you'd get way more production, way more out of Otto Kemp. By the way, Logan O'Hoppe's slugging 561. That's just a little jab to Dave Dombrowski there. But look, Alec Bohm wasn't drafted by Dave Dombrowski. Alec Bohm's not a Dave Dombrowski guy. They tried to trade him this offseason. I think the path is being, you know, the skids are being greased here for the Alec Bohm goodbye from Philadelphia that I think they wanted it to be. This past offseason, they held on to him. It was a mistake. I don't get moved by a couple singles yesterday. I was double yesterday in a single. I don't get moved by a bloop single to center field to tie the game. What I get moved by is power and production and big-time hitting. And Alec Bohm doesn't have that to his name right now. He hasn't had it for a while. And what the Phillies have is they have a guy down in the minor leagues in Otto Kemp that has a chance to contribute to the baseball team this year. And I think the Phillies would be really... I think they would be making a mistake if they don't really consider this. By the way, looking at Otto Kemp and what he's done, 844 OPS in the minor leagues. I mean, this guy can hit. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. He can hit. He had injuries in college. That's why he was recruited to a bigger school. But he can hit. Late bloomer, boom. I think he's going to be here this summer. And I have my eye on how he's doing in left field. And I have my eye on how he is hitting overall. I'm an Otto Kemp guy. And I'm excited now to see him eventually get to the major leagues, likely in a platoon role in left field, and then potentially take some at-bats and maybe steal third base from Alec Bohm as we go through this season. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. BG live today. Thanks so much for being part of everything at WIP. We'll talk soon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.